What's good, everyone? Welcome to the African Americans in Sport podcast, a unique podcasting format where each episode is a lesson and each season is a semester where we detail the diverse experiences of African Americans in sport.
In this special bonus episode, we bring you a preview of the Black Student Athlete Summit with Dr. Leonard Moore.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode or class of the African Americans in Sport podcast. It's my honor today to have one of my mentors, a good brother, Dr. Leonard Moore, who is also a fellow HBCU graduate. He didn't go to A&T, but he went to Jackson State. That's all right. They got almost the same colors as we do. They got blue in there somewhere. And Dr. Moore is founder or one of the founders of the Black Student Athlete Summit. Also, I've talked a lot about this community of Black men at the University of Texas at Austin that I've been a part of. So I'm wearing this shirt for the Collegiate Black Male Retreat, which is one of the things that came out of the community that Dr. Moore was a part of building there at UT Austin. And so we're not going to keep you all long today. I just want Dr. Moore to share a little bit about the Black Student Athlete Summit, a little bit about how it started, and what he's most excited about this year's summit. Dr. Moore.
Thank you, man. I would say, man, that the genesis for the summit occurred in my apartment. And man, this is going to sound funny. January 1995.
Really?
That quarter, I was at Ohio State. I was in my first year of the PhD program. And my boy's like, hey, man, come over to athletics. You can tutor these brothers and make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. All right. So it was strictly a money hustle for me. You know what I'm saying? That we would. And man, we pimped out that system. We made money from that system. But I remember one day, man, I had like seven or eight dudes, primarily football, basketball team, because they were doing a group study session. I said, hell, y'all just come to the house. So they came to my apartment, man, and we were talking. And they began to talk about what their life was like, you know, off the court and off the field.
Yeah.
And I remember saying, wow, man, who would have noticed, you know, growing up from Cleveland, Ohio State fan, you watch the games and all that. But so for me, man, I was inspired, man, to kind of dedicate part of my career to helping Black student athletes. And one of the things is, man, a lot of PWI campuses, they do a lot for Black students, but nobody was doing nothing for Black student athletes. You know what I'm saying? And so when I got to LSU in 1998, I made it a big part of what I did. And here we are, man, 25 years later.
All right. That's what's up. So talk about what you're excited about this year, the location.
Yeah.
And when is the Black Student Athlete Summit this year?
It'll be May 21st to the 24th. We'll be in Los Angeles on the campus of USC. I mean, USC is excited to host. The Black student athletes at USC are very, very excited about having it. And this year, man, we're really, really trying to help these Black student athletes transition out into the real world. So Sunday afternoon, Playfly Sports, our biggest partner, think Playfly is a competitor to IMG Learfield, right? They're doing something on Sunday afternoon, calling it the Playfly Sports Career Combine, right? Because what they talked about is that a lot of times you may send a student to a career fair, but they got to be prepped for that. You know what I'm saying? They aren't prepped for it. So that's Sunday afternoon. Tuesday at 1 o'clock, we got something called Pro Day. So Pro Day is we have 15 industries and we have former Black student athletes in 15 industries who will be in rooms. Here are the rooms. We got a tech room, a Wall Street room, a sneaker room, content creator room, an attorney room, a physician room. Former student athletes are going to be man in these rooms.
Yeah.
And for 3 hours, Black student athletes they'll pick three. They'll be in a room for 45 minutes at a time. And so that goes from 1:30 to 4:30. It's going to be dope. And then at 5 o'clock is the culminating event where in partnership with the USC School of Business, employers would be on site. So, man, we really got to help these kids transition out well. So that's what we're excited about in LA.
Yeah. And before we go, one thing I want to share is, and I want to get your response to this, Dr. Moore. You don't know this, but there have been at least five people that I've met who are not directly affiliated with the community that we had at UT Austin, who are former student athletes who have decided to get their PhDs.
Come on, man. So wow.
I want you to dig in a little bit about what you see the broader impact of the Black Student Athlete Summit is before we log off.
You know, man, you know, I hear Langston, and I appreciate you so much. You say I don't understand the impact, and I probably don't because I've been in it. You know what I'm saying? I've been in it. although it's a 4-day event, you know, it takes up, you know, a lot of time. You know what I mean? It takes up a lot of time, but it's something I'm passionate about. So now, man, I can't even, I don't know, man, maybe, you know, as I begin to land this plane a little bit over the next few years, maybe I'll begin to take some time to reflect, man. But, you know, I mean, I understand what we have is unique. You know what I mean? Then in May, it'll be the largest gathering of Black student athletes ever in the history of the world.
Yeah.
And so, man, I'm just really trying to stay focused on that, man.
All right, Doc, appreciate you coming through. I know you're going to South Africa, so safe travels on your trip. And I look forward to seeing you in May, if not sooner.
Awesome. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, man.
I hope you all enjoyed this bonus episode of the African Americans in Sport podcast. For more information about the Black Student Athlete Summit, check out our show notes.
Thank you for joining today's class. If you learned from and like what you heard, please leave a review, give the class 5 stars, or donate to our Patreon. A link can be found in the show notes.